So I'm feeling pretty yuck today about my own inability to love sufficiently as he does. So I did what I always do when I'm in this place. I turned to the scriptures. And specifically, I happened to be in Psalm 87. My eye lit upon the one word, he. And I stopped. I couldn't read beyond that. And immediately the scripture came into mind, thou wilt keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts thee. There's always a conflict, isn't there, when God is doing something in us and through us, when he's pointing out that bit of Jesus that just isn't there yet. Because that's all it's all about, you know. He's always seeking to see what's missing in us of Jesus. As I said before, he's dealt with sin. What he's doing now is dealing with us in righteousness. And for me, he's just highlighted the shallowness of my love. And he's about to pour into me himself to make up for my deficit. So my eye lights on the word he, and everything in me relaxes. I begin to confess, in me dwells no good thing, Lord, and without you, I can do nothing. I so understand Paul when he said, in me dwells no good thing. I know it, and yet evermore, as the day approaches, he shows me yet more areas where I'm not yet like Christ. But as I yield to his working in me, so I will become more and more like him. He loves without ceasing everyone and anyone who comes to him. I long for the day when I know that Christ really has been formed in me. But I suspect that that will wait till I go to be with him. How's it working out for you?